How to be enough. Accepting yourself without giving up on growth. Many people believe that being hard on themselves is the key to success. They think criticizing themselves keeps them going and prevents failure. This mindset is especially common in competitive environments. In How to Be Enough, psychologist Ellen Hendrickson challenges this belief. She explains that constant self-judgment often increases anxiety and fear instead of improving performance. Rather than pushing people forward, tough self-talk can hold them back and limit creativity. Hendrickson focuses on self-critics and perfectionists, people who set high standards but feel they never meet them. These individuals often believe their worth is derived from achievement, approval, or avoiding mistakes. Over time, this belief shapes how they see themselves and the world. As a result, they may over-prepare, avoid risks, or feel exhausted trying to prove themselves. Even success brings only temporary relief because the standards keep rising. The author introduces a key idea. Self-acceptance does not mean being lazy or giving up. It does not remove ambition or lower goals. Instead, it means recognizing that one's worth does not have to be earned. It is important that people treat themselves with respect while caring deeply about growth. When self-acceptance replaces fear, an individual's efforts become healthier and more viable.